Good morning and welcome to another Hump Day Hallelujah. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you this morning from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I had an interesting conversation the other day with somebody who came to service our fire extinguishers here at the church. And while I was casually visiting with the technician, I'm not even sure how it came up, but he mentioned that he lives in Wilton, which is actually where I grew up. And so, of course, I asked where specifically he lives, and he explained to me that on this particular road that turns this way, if you go straight, the name changes and it becomes something else. And I told him I knew the name of that street because it was actually named after a woman that we knew that we went to church with while I was growing up. Her first name was Bonnie, and that road is now Bonnie Vista, and it had been a dirt road when I lived there and became an incorporated and official road and paved probably in the early 80s. Anyway, in our conversation, went on to discover actually that the house that he grew up in was built by the husband of the wife whose name the road was named after, who we knew very well, who had worked on our house, who in the last few years actually worked on my brother's house, an old family friend, somebody that we went to worship with. I tell this story to sort of marvel at how quickly when we meet somebody, if we can find a point of commonality, we can begin to share stories and begin to feel like we are known by them and they by us, because we have those points of commonality, whether it's a place we visited, a place we've lived, an experience we've had. This morning I have some visual aids. This is a picture of me and my dad and my brothers actually on that farm, not far from where this technician now lives. And you know, you asked me where I'm from, I would probably tell you, if you know the area, that I'm from out in the country in Wilton, of which that's a picture. But then it also gets me to thinking about when we describe ourselves or think about where we're from, where does our faith play into that? How often do we acknowledge that our faith does or should play a big part of how we understand ourselves and how we portray ourselves and how we describe ourselves? A couple of days ago, I think it was yesterday, in fact, I drank hot water out of a mug from the church I grew up attending, commemorating their 100th anniversary. Did I tell the technician that that's where I'm from, that I'm from St. Peter's Lutheran Church? No. I have a mug here from Lutheran Church of the Ascension, where I sit today, commemorating our 50th anniversary. Do we describe ourselves as being from here when people ask where we're from? The church I served before coming here is in Connecticut. This is a picture, or a drawing of that church. When I was in Connecticut, did I describe myself as coming from there? Above my shoulder is a needlepoint of the Lutheran church my grandmother attended back in Sweden. Do I describe myself as coming from there, part of my Lutheran roots? How do you describe yourselves? How do you think of where you come from? Do you think of your baptism? Do you think of your birth parents? Do you think of the place you were born? Do you think of significant events in your life? And what are those points of commonality as followers of Jesus Christ? Here we pray a prayer for unity every Sunday as we conclude worship. And at the beginning of every meeting, that we might be one. Jesus prayed to his Father that his followers might be one, as he is one with God. And so we pray that we might become one with one another, just as Jesus is one with the Father. And so we pray for that unity that comes through Christ. And I think that unity is also a part of our identity and understanding that that's what we have in common. There may be other things we have in common, where we grew up, an experience we had, a trip we've been on, a job we did, a team we root for or root against. But our primary point of commonality as followers of Jesus Christ should be our identity as Christians, as children of God, forgiven, redeemed, made whole through the waters of holy baptism. So today, that's what I'm thinking about and encourage you to think about the same. How do you describe yourself? How do you understand where you're from? Do you ever seek for that as commonality as you're meeting somebody? They say that we should never discuss religion and politics, but it's difficult to get to know a person if you don't know what they think about some of the more important and significant things that as humans that we think about. Just something to ponder on this hump day, this Wednesday. If you're compelled by thinking about this, this Sunday we'll be looking at Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, where a divided church, where he encourages them to think about their unity in Christ. And we'll be continuing this line of thought then. It's been a pleasure spending a part of this day with you, and I look forward to seeing you Sunday, if not before, or next Wednesday for another Hump Day Hallelujah. Take care.